Hello, and welcome to the Italian Threat Intel Weekly Podcast for the week commencing the 4th of March, 2024. In InfoSec news this week, in a surprising turn of events, all indicators point to the operators of the Black Cat, also known as ALF-5 ransomware operation, seem to have done the ransomware equivalent of a rug pull or exit scam. The chain of events appears to have started with their Tor-based data leak blog going dark on Friday, which then led to some initial speculation of relocation, which ransomware operators tend to do sparingly, since being able to find the leak site reliably is a key component to a lot of their brand and marketing, but it's not unheard of. It was also speculated that law enforcement activity may be responsible, not the biggest leap of logic considering recent events between Lockbit and the NCA. On Monday, however, it looks like both of these theories were challenged when the group themselves issued a statement saying that they had decided to, quote, turn everything off. While an affiliate of theirs was circulating claims that the operators had stolen a $20 million ransom from them, which the affiliate extorted from Change Healthcare. Ransom operations which run on an affiliate model typically have the operators provide the ransomware strain itself with its encryption capabilities and possibly helping with file exfiltration and command and control infrastructure. The affiliates perform the actual work and usually bear the lion's share of the risk as a result, meaning on average they take away the majority of the extortion payment. A group's relationship with its affiliates as a result is paramount to their financial success, which is what makes this action stand out so starkly. The gang's status on Tox changed to GG, or good game, hinting at the end of the operation, and later changed to selling source code 5KK, indicating that they do want $5 million for the malware itself. In a message on an underground forum, the administrators of the operation reportedly said that they decided to completely close the project, quote, "We can officially declare that the feds screwed us over." Now, this is where things get quite far outside the normal script for this type of story. At the time of writing, the ALF-5 leak site shows a fake banner announcing that the Federal Bureau of Investigation, or FBI, have seized the server in a coordinated law enforcement action taken against the Black Cat ransomware group. While the FBI has so far declined to comment on this seizure notice, Europol and the NCA have reportedly told the outlet Bleeping Computer that they are not involved in this recent disruption to ALF-5's infrastructure, even though they are listed on the fake seizure message. It has also been noted that the seizure banner image is hosted under a folder named "This Website Has Been Seized Files," which clearly indicates that the banner was extracted from an archive. Ransomware expert Fabian Vosar has said his contacts at Europol and the NCA have declined any sort of involvement in seizing the ransomware site. And despite the NCA's statement and evidence that the banner on the leak site is not the result of law enforcement activity, the group still claims that their infrastructure has been seized. Rumours of this possible exit scam started when a longtime partner, so-called Nochi, claimed that the gang had closed their account and robbed them of a $22 million payment from the ransom allegedly paid by Optum for the Change Healthcare attack. As proof of their claim, the affiliate has shared a cryptocurrency payment address which recorded only one incoming transfer of 350 bitcoins, about $23 million at time of recording. However, Bitcoin has been extremely volatile and increasing rapidly at the time of writing, so subject to change. This from a wallet which appears to have been used specifically for this transaction on March the 2nd. After receiving the funds, the recipient address, which allegedly belongs to the ransomware operators, distributed the bitcoins to various wallets in equal transactions of about $3.3 million. It's worth noting that while the recipient address is now empty, it shows that it received and sent close to $94 million in total. With claims from affiliates not getting paid, a sudden shutdown of the infrastructure and the cutting ties of other affiliates, the GG message on Tox, alongside the announcement that they're selling the malware source code, and especially pretending that the FBI and other agencies have performed a controlled takedown of their websites, all of this evidence considered in aggregate is a pretty clear indicator that the Black Cat ransomware administrators have performed an extremely brazen exit scam. The operators have been involved in ransomware since at least 2020, first launching as the DarkSide Ransomware as a Service or RAS operation back in 2020. After their widely publicized attack on Colonial Pipeline, the threat actors shut down the DarkSide operation in May 2021 under intense pressure from global law enforcement. While ransomware gangs were already under scrutiny by law enforcement at this time, the attack on Colonial Pipeline is generally considered a tipping point for governments worldwide who began prioritizing targeting these cybercrime operations. So, as you can imagine, there has been discourse observed between these individuals and other ransomware operators who have accused them of crossing the Rubicon with the Colonial Pipeline attack and drawing the gaze of government entities. The US is historically not known for levity when its oil infrastructure is tampered with. This recent attack has the potential to draw a similar amount of scrutiny from intelligence agencies and government entities, as the Change Healthcare attack has significantly impacted the US healthcare system, after systems used by pharmacies and doctors to file claims with insurance companies were reportedly disrupted, with this disruption leading to real-world consequences for US patients who can no longer use discount cards or receive medications under their normal insurance plans, forcing them to temporarily pay full price for critical medications. As bizarre as this overall situation is, I do believe we are looking at an excellent piece of news from the Defender perspective. This situation, combined with recent operations against Lockbit, which revealed information from inside the group's affiliate portal, revealing 187 unique affiliates and leading to several Lockbit affiliates being arrested in Poland and Ukraine, taken as a whole, these two instances in a very short period of time, where some of the biggest ransomware models operating over the past few years, have had huge hits to their credibility from the point of view of their affiliates, the lifeblood of their business model. And so in breaking that honor among thieves-like understanding that these criminals rely on, this can only result in an overall positive reduction in the current ransomware landscape in the near future. Thank you very much for listening to the Talion Threat Intel Weekly Podcast. Please don't hesitate to contact us should you wish to discuss the item outlined here, and thank you very much for listening.